Pope Benedict XVI made his first pastoral visit as Bishop of Rome to a Roman parish this morning.
Nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Amen.
La pace sia con voi.
At 9 o'clock local time, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass at Our Lady of Consolation Parish in the Casalbertone neighborhood on the east side of the city. Santa Maria Consolatrice, as the parish is known in Italian, is dear to the Holy Father for a special reason. Cardinals are the clergy of Rome, and when the man once called Joseph Ratzinger was made a prince of the church, he was appointed cardinal priest of Santa Maria Consolatrice. He remained cardinal priest of the parish from 1977 until 1993, when he became cardinal bishop of Velletri, a suffragan diocese of Rome nestled in the Apennine foothills. We asked the parish pastor of Santa Maria Consolatrice, Monsignor Enrico Pomilli, to tell us what is most special to him about the Pope's visit. We have great reason to be pleased and grateful to the Holy Father, because for us he was not only cardinal priest in name. He was always interested in how things were going with us and kept on really excellent terms with our parish community. Whenever he could, he came to visit, to celebrate Mass and confer confirmation, or just whenever there was a parish party. So, as the Holy Father himself said in his homily today, his first pastoral visit as Bishop of Rome was very much a trip down memory lane.
E infatti per me, in un senso molto vero e concreto, un ricordo a casa.
Speaking without a prepared text, Pope Benedict touched on three main points from today's Gospel, which was from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. They tell the story of the angel Gabriel who went to Mary and announced to her that she would be the mother of our Lord.
Ma la parola greca...
The Holy Father noted that the original Greek text says the angel Gabriel greets Mary with the word kyrē, which means rejoice. And in fact, this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, is known as Gaudete, or Rejoice Sunday. The use of the Greek greeting indicates to us that the whole story of the New Testament, which begins with the story of the Annunciation, is the story of God's universal salvation, accomplished through Mary, the true daughter of Zion. The second point on which Pope Benedict desired to meditate was the angel saying, "Be not afraid." Mary had good reason to fear, said Pope Benedict, for no human being can bear the weight of all the world. No mere mortal can be mother to the universal King. Nevertheless, the angel says, "Be not afraid. Yes, you carry God, but God also carries you." Mary experienced the depths of human suffering when she followed her son on the way of the cross, but through it all she heard the angel's words. She was unafraid. Finally, said Pope Benedict, we hear Mary respond to Gabriel. She says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said." So Mary anticipates the Lord's Prayer, in which Jesus teaches us to pray, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done."
Sia fatta come hai detto tu.
Mary places herself entirely in the service and under the protection of the Lord. She says yes to God, and in saying yes, she opens the gates of the world to God's salvation, the very gates that Adam and Eve had slammed shut with their no. Mary invites us to say yes with her, even though it is always hard, and even though we often fail. Though we fall down, yet we fall into the hands of God, and those, concluded Pope Benedict, are good hands.